All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, minimalist websites. I mean, they look amazing, right?
Sleek.
But,
yeah.
You know, I always kind of felt like maybe they were sacrificing a little bit in the SEO department.
Yeah, that's kind of the conventional wisdom, isn't it? You gotta have all this content and all this stuff for the algorithms to chew on.
Right. You know, and keywords everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got this article here by Jim Clannon. And he's the co-founder of a digital marketing company, so he knows what he's talking about. And this article is called Incorporating SEO into a Minimalist Website.
Okay.
And it's got me thinking that maybe you really can have both.
Interesting.
So what is he saying? Like, how does he say that we can actually do this?
Well, he talks about this idea of using, like, kind of hidden spaces.
Hidden spaces?
Yeah, hidden spaces in the website.
Okay.
And I thought that was really fascinating. Like, you know, you can still have this really clean aesthetic.
Right.
But there are all these places that most visitors aren't really paying attention to.
Okay.
Where you can sneak in a little bit of SEO.
So give me an example. Like, what are some of these sneaky little spots?
Well, one of the things he talked about is image alt text.
Oh.
You know, that's the text that pops up when you hover over an image.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people kind of glance over it.
Right.
But search engines love it.
Oh, interesting.
It's a great place to put keywords that are relevant to your image.
Okay.
Another one is meta descriptions.
Okay.
You know the little snippet of text that shows up under your website link in the search results?
Yeah.
So that's your chance to kind of entice people to click.
Oh, okay.
And you can pack it with keywords without really messing up your minimalist look.
So it's like you're putting a little SEO where people won't even notice it.
Exactly.
But the robots will.
Exactly. Yeah, the robots are eating it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, minimalist websites are all about, you know, being really intentional with your words.
Right.
So it's not just about, you know, stuffing keywords in these hidden spaces.
No, not at all.
It's got to be the right keywords.
It's got to be really targeted.
Okay.
And he actually says that every single word on a minimalist website needs to pull its weight.
Wow.
So even if you have like a really short product description,
right,
every word should reflect those top keywords for your business.
Huh. So less is more.
Exactly. Less is more and quality over quantity.
Interesting. Now, one thing that I found interesting was that he talked about using sliders for SEO.
Yeah.
And I always thought sliders were more about visuals.
Right. They are very visual.
Oh, so how does that work?
Well, you know, each slide can have a title and a short description.
Right.
And those are both prime real estate for keywords.
Oh, okay.
You can also link those sliders to other relevant pages on your site, which is another good SEO tactic.
Okay.
But the key here is moderation.
Okay.
Like a few well-placed sliders can be good.
Right.
Too many. And it starts to feel like Times Square, you know.
Right.
You don't want to overwhelm people.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hmm.
So we talked about the homepage. We talked about sliders.
Yeah.
What about other pages?
Yeah.
You know, like product pages, service pages.
Yeah, those are really important.
Right.
I mean, even with a minimalist design, those pages need to have some content.
Right.
And that content needs to be optimized for SEO.
Okay.
So Clannon gives this great example. He says, imagine you're selling like handcrafted leather bags.
Okay.
Instead of just saying brown leather bag, you could say hand-stitched leather tote bag for everyday use.
Right.
So you're naturally incorporating those keywords.
I like that.
Like hand-stitched leather tote bag everyday use.
So even just like one sentence can make a big difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm really starting to see how this minimalist SEO thing can work.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's like finding all these hidden treasures on your website, you know? Little places where you can just sprinkle in some SEO magic without ruining that clean look.
It's about being strategic and intentional. Yeah. And I bet it takes a really special kind of web designer to pull this off.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, someone who understands both design and SEO.
Yeah. You need someone who can really find that sweet spot.
Right.
Where it looks good and it performs well.
Right. So what we've learned here is that, you know, minimalist design and SEO, they're not enemies.
No.
They can actually work together.
They can be best friends.
Yeah.
It's all about being smart about it.
Right. You know, being intentional with your content.
Yeah.
Using those hidden spaces strategically.
Exactly.
And I think you can really have a website that looks amazing and ranks well too.
Yeah. And this whole idea kind of makes you think, right? Like if we can achieve these seemingly contradictory goals through clever design, what other possibilities are out there? You know, what other challenges can we solve by thinking outside the box and approaching design in this way?
That's a great question. I think we'll leave our listeners with that one to ponder.
Yeah, I think we'll leave them hanging.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya.